Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud, and today we are going to be looking at building blocks of Jewish prayer. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidshanu Bar Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu La'asok B'Divrei Torah. When last we spoke before Passover, we were doing the material in Talmud about mourning and praying. And it occurred to me that I hadn't really gone over this with you guys, and that was an omission, so I'm going to fix that omission right now. The basic text, if you had to like home in on one text, one book within Hebrew Scriptures that forms the basis for almost all of our praying, that would be the book of Psalms. You don't really get very much, I am talking to you, God, language as much as you do in Psalms. This is, if you're looking for a script, whether you're trying to say to God, God, I'm in a mess, help me out. God, I am so happy you are the best, yeehaw, I love you. God, you've really been good throughout history, or God, feeling a little bit let down here. What's the deal? You know, your fingers are going to do the walking right into the book of Psalms. Okay, so it's worthwhile taking a look at them so that we can understand them, and then when you start hearing them in the prayers and in the service, you'll say, oh, I know where that came from. And it'll help you understand them. Now, a few basic little housekeeping ideas before we start. Okay. In general, Hebrew poetry is a parallel nature, right? You have two parts of a verse. You have part A and you have part B. In general, again, in general, not always, but in general, whatever it says in part A, it's going to say more specifically or more intensely in part B. So if part A of the sentence is, there is a beautiful woman, part B could be, it is Angelina Jolie. See? General, beautiful woman. Specific, Angelina Jolie. I don't know. I was going to go for Michelle Pfeiffer, but I thought that would just completely date me. Oh, well, there we go. All right, so now you have the idea, right? A, B. That's a sentence, all right? So that helps a lot with what seems to be meaningless repetition in the Psalms, right? Because you're sitting there saying, didn't I just say that? Now you get it. Yes, A, B. More specific, more intense in the B than the A. Good. All right. Now, some of the Psalms, not all, but some, are clearly sort of lifted out of the songbook that was used in the temple. Okay? There are total 150 Psalms that we have in the Bible. But I can say with almost 99.9% accuracy that there were definitely more than 150 Psalms. These were just the top 150. Okay? These were the ones that made it into the book, but I'm almost positive that there were a whole mess of them sitting on the cutting room floor. All right, so that sort of gives you the the idea. These are the creme de la creme. These are the ones that made it into the book. All right. So a lot of the time when we're looking at a psalm, what we have to do is transport ourselves in time and space and think of ourselves as Levites. Okay. So there's three general groups of people working there in the temple. You can't have the temple working without all three groups. You just have to have all three components. Okay. You have to have the priests, the Kohanim. They're the ones who slaughter the animals and lug them up to the top of the altar, throw them in the fire, You know, we always think of being a priest as this great job. Let me tell you, this was a hot, sweaty, silent job. These guys don't talk. When you think about it, that's a little weird. Here you are, you're offering up this animal, and the blood of this animal is being offered in your place, and the guy ain't saying anything? Like, I hereby take your sin and put it on this animal, and its blood is shed for you, and now you're good to go? You know what it's like? If you've ever had like a radiology anything, mammogram, CAT scan, MRI, whatever, right? The person who's doing that to you will never ever tell you, you know, if they see some horrendous thing on the scan. It's silent. The most they'll say is, don't move, hold your breath, you know, please don't twitch. Okay, so that's like the Kohanim. They're just there to shuck the animal, make sure everything's running well inside the building. That's it. That's them. Okay, then there's Jane and Johnny Sixpack Israelite, who's bringing the sacrifices, as well as, by the way, non-Jews who brought sacrifices as well. And then there are the Levites. Now, the Levites are the entertainment. These are the people that are singing. They are bringing it. Without the music, the sacrifices are not valid. Cool, eh? Okay, so the Levites are the people that are doing the basically the entertainment. They are the people who are putting the emotional spin on the whole experience. Now, they have a little bit of a managing job as well, right? Because there's only so many animals they can process at one time. So you're going to have this kind of crowd of people waiting to march up the steps and into the courtyard where the animals are actually sacrificed. So you not only have to provide the meaning to the sacrifices, you also sort of, you know, have to keep the people who are sitting there waiting entertained, so that they don't get cranky and start complaining. And, you know, I know it's impossible to imagine that Jews would do that, but hey, it might have happened. Okay, now, last little thing I want you to imagine. You have these two separate spheres. You have that big waiting area, and then you have the temple compound itself. And right smack in the middle of it is where the Levites are standing and singing. And to get up to this place, this sort of high point where the Levites are standing and singing, you have to go up a set of 15 semicircular steps. And these steps are on each one of them, as the Levites come in and go up each one of those steps, then each one of those steps, the song that is said on those steps is called a Shir HaMa'alot, a song of the steps going up. So they're singing one of those psalms on each step as they go up. All right? Now, got the picture, smelling the incense, burning animals, people waiting. Sun is beating down, maybe it's raining. Got it? Okay, all right, so tomorrow we're gonna start doing some psalms, and I'll show you how it works. Talk to you then, bye.